guys, Katie here, founder and director of Pulp Town, Orlando's almost daily cheat sheet to the city, where on Tuesdays through Fridays, I send out a newsletter to your inbox where we talk about what's going on that week or what's going on that day, actually every day, introduce you to locals to know in the area, new businesses, organization to care about, and then talk about the calendar for the week. And then on Mondays, I head to downtown Orlando's number one co-working space, Venture X Orlando. I record this here podcast here courtesy of their team, and then also Brand Crumbs Media, who helps produce this podcast for us week to week. So big shout out to Vic for making that happen. He's the guy in the background that makes noises occasionally, so he's pretty great. So let's talk about, well, we've got a few things to talk about today, obviously. We've got five hot topics coming up, five events that I recommend to really attend this week, and then also five local accounts to follow. But let's just talk about this weather. This weather was so great this weekend. It was a little cold, a little breezy, a little windy. I loved it. And it's going to stay in the lower 70s like throughout the first couple days, but then I think it's going to be back to the 80s by the weekend. So it'll be that. And then next week is going to be 90. Ugh. Gross.
July. Ugh.
It's just, Anyway, we always start this podcast by talking about the heavy stuff first and end on the light stuff. That way we always leave you better than we found you. And we're going to talk about how the COVID-19 vaccines just changed again this week. The vaccines did not change. The eligibility age changed. COVID-19 vaccines start at 16 and up today, Monday, April 5th in Orange County. 16 and 17-year-olds will need guardians with them to get it, and they are actually giving out the Pfizer vaccine. On Friday, they added that age group to the website, so when booking an appointment, anyone 16 and up could book an appointment. That said, they booked it all by 9:48 a.m. They opened it at 9 a.m., and 9:48 a.m., all 9,096 appointments at the convention center were booked. So that's all for this week. So all of those at the convention center are already booked. However, you can still go to their website and try to make an appointment or see what else, like what else is available. And that you can find at www.ocfl.net/vaccine. Speaking of the vaccine, on Friday, Governor DeSantis signed an executive order that would ban vaccine passport use at businesses. That's been talked about a lot lately on a federal level. The President Biden and his team have been talking about requiring vaccine passports and basically saying, like, you know, in order to be allowed into a business, on a plane, traveling, things like that, you know, some people could require a vaccine passport just showing that you have received your vaccine. And Governor DeSantis says, no way, Jose. And so he signed an order that requires, this is what it says, requiring so-called COVID-19 vaccine passports for taking part in everyday life, such as attending a sporting event, patronizing a restaurant, or going to a movie theater, would create two classes of citizens based on vaccinations. And therefore, vaccines are not mandated in Florida, and an individual's decision to get a vaccine is private health information. That said, businesses do have the authority to say, hey, no shoes, no shirt, no problem, you can't come in, or what have you. And so now we're saying to businesses that you don't have that authority. And anyway, it gets tricky fast because maybe it's not the best option. Maybe it is. I would love to know what you guys are thinking about the vaccine passports. And my inbox is forever open to you. It's katie@pulp.town. Anything you want to talk about on this podcast, I would love to hear about it. So yeah, number two, let's talk about people that are hiring right now in Orlando. If you are looking for a new gig, Sonesta Hotels just announced that they're opening their new corporate offices in downtown Orlando, and they are actively looking to fill 100 positions. Interested applicants can read about the roles on sonesta.com/career. You can also head over to Orlando Economic Partnership, because that's where I learned that information, and that's where they tell you when new businesses come to town, because they're the ones who are working to really get big businesses into Orlando. So number two, truck drivers. We're having a shortage of truck drivers. So truck drivers are also hiring in the area. Restaurants are struggling to hire folks, including Good Salt Restaurant Group. They just held a big job fair. Good Salt Restaurant Group is Jason and Sue Chin, who own Osprey in Baldwin Park, as well as Sato Sushi, Reyes, and the new Monroe that's opening in the Creative Village. So anyway, they held a job fair, and they still have more positions to fill. So restaurants, truck drivers, hotels, they're all looking to hire people. So that's something to keep on your radar if you out there are listening and need a job or know someone who does. Number three, EDC announced their festival dates. EDC is Electric Daisy Carnival. It's an annual event that happens every year in Orlando. It was canceled last year because of COVID, and this year it was put on pause. And so now it is scheduled to return to Tinker Field on November 12th through the 14th. That is a rockin' raven dance music festival. It's crazy the costumes that come out for that week. Pre-sale tickets have already sold out, but additional tickets went on sale last week, and that asking price starts at $179.99. Find out more about EDC at Bungalower WKMG and Orlando Weekly all ran stories about it last week. All right, moving along. Here's one reason we can't have nice things. Southern Hill Farms, they are a U-Pick and awesome farm set up in Claremont. Every year they have big fall events, fall festivals and such, and they are known for their sunflower garden, and then also you pick strawberries and other things out there. Anyway, people are going out there and just cutting sunflowers, leaving them, and or cutting them and like running off with them, like passing people to pay, because you pay for your flowers as you leave. Anyway, so now they've decided that they're going to start charging $5 to go on the sunflower field because people just can't respect the area. So that's unfortunate, but good for Southern Hill Farms. I hope that they make the money that they need. It's a great, great outdoor activity for people right now. So I love it. And then UCF announced last week that they will be hosting this weekend's spring game at 50% capacity. So if you are a UCF fan, there is no tailgating allowed, but they are allowing 50% capacity fans inside Thunderdome. What do we call it? The Bounce House. We call this the Bounce House, the big Bounce House at UCF. That's happening April 10th. I have one more thing. One more thing I just read before I started today was that Sheryl Crow is coming to Orlando April 28th. And I think that shows my age, but I used to love her. And she was originally supposed to come as part of like Chris Stapleton's tour at Amway Center. All those shows were canceled. Anyway, and now she's coming for the Front Yard Festival this month. And she's going to headline a show Wednesday, April 28th at 7:30. Tickets range from $55 to $110. As someone who just experienced the Front Yard Festival, I just went and watched Hedwig and the Angry Inch last week. It was an incredible experience, like going directly to your box, sitting at your box, and then being able to just scan the QR code and enter in like the food that you want, and then they come so quickly, and they're using like great local restaurants, so like Oak Flame Pizza, Eola General was there with their wine, all these things. Anyway, it was a fascinating, amazing experience. I love what they're doing. I'm glad that the Dr. Phillips Center has been able to put this on for us during the middle of one hectic year. So anyway, just a heads up for you, if you like Sheryl Crow, she's coming April 28th.
Woo! That was a terrible woo.
Woo!
All right, moving right along, let's talk about the five events that you should attend this week. Number one, Monday, April 5th at 8 p.m. This is actually like an attend from your living room. WUCF is airing a never-seen-before documentary about the life of Ernest Hemingway. I love Ernest Hemingway. Maybe that's why I'm telling you about this, but it is a 6-hour film divided into three parts, and it's airing for the first time Monday at 8 p.m. So I recommend watching that and supporting WUCF, our local PBS channel. On Wednesday is April 7th. That means it is 407 day.
407.
You don't have a whoop whoop for that or something?
No, I did the 407.
Okay, real tough. Tough guy, Vic. All right, so Wednesday, April 7th, 407 day, local businesses are participating in celebrating. Orange Blossom Brewing is debuting a new IPA today, and it's called the City Beautiful IPA. It is gorgeous can from what I have seen on the internet. It looks really great. So that will be at different locations around town. You can head to their website, their Instagram, and then also like Orlando Weekly ran a story about it, and you can see where you can pick those up. And then you can also get a 407-day pint glass, I think. So anyway, check that out. Speaking of other brewers, is Orlando Brewing is celebrating their 15-year anniversary. They've been in Orlando the longest. So on Saturday, they're celebrating with tasting small beer releases all throughout the week. So check out Orlando Brewing in Soto, and then again, Orange Blossom Brewing debuting the City Beautiful IPA. And happy 407 day if you're listening to this on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, on Friday kicks off Florida Film Festival. They are celebrating their 30-year anniversary.
Wow.
The Florida Film Festival has brought so many big, notable names to Orlando. It's incredible. And the fact that...
Like who?
Oh, man.
Give me three.
Susan Sarandon, Oliver Stone, Christopher Walken. in 2019, they had a big 20th anniversary celebration of the Blair Witch Project, because that was originally here from Florida Film Festival. So, and it was Florida people that put that together.
UCF,
so,
right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Richard Dreyfuss.
What?
Oh, man. So many good people. I'm telling you what. So anyway, that kicks off April 9th, Friday. It runs through April 22nd. Individual tickets start at $12. Packages are $55 and up. And then passes for, like, to go to everything is like $125 and up. That is 14 days of 160 films. And you can also get food and drinks outside at Eden Bar, which is a great place for food and drinks, too. Anyway, worth checking out, Florida Film Festival. Also worth noting that last year, one of the movies that was still filmed during the pandemic in Orlando and Central Florida is Because of Charlie, and Because of Charlie will be how they're kicking off the fest this year. So worth looking into that too. And then also happening Friday night, Sister Act 1. Sister Act 1 is being screened at Carlotta's. That is an old car lot in Mills 50 that Bungalower and Ford have partnered to do outdoor movies. And so that's happening 8 p.m. Sister Act 1, $15 a ticket, or you can pay $35 for a VIP experience. And that's when I think you get like the silent disco headphones and some like other stuff. And then I don't know who the food is that day. I want to say it's Jimmy Hula's, but they always partner with like different restaurants too. So anyway, that's also happening Friday. And then on Saturday, Fair of the Dog Market is returning to Will's Pub. That's their old Will's Fair Market. And so that's happening Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m. outdoors. It'll be every second Saturday of the month from here on out, but it's a pop-up market for local makers to show off their wares and such. So that's happening Saturday, 2 to 6 in Mills 50. Also happening Saturday, the Jazz and Blues Concert at Lou Gardens. That's at 7 p.m. You can pack a picnic, take your favorite foods, bring your own seats, BYOS. Also, alcohol is permitted, so BYOB as well. Tickets are $12.50 for members, $17.50 if you buy them ahead of time, and $22.50 day of. Again, Saturday, April 10th, 7 p.m., Jazz and Blues Concert at Lou Gardens. Okay. Moving right along. Just finished the events. Let's talk about the five local accounts you should follow. Number one, I'm going to send you over to another podcast. You can listen to them, but make sure you always listen to us too. But that is Lunch with Biggie. Biggie is known for Deli Fresh Threads. He makes all these fun shirts that have to do with like different kinds of sandwiches, and he just knows his stuff when it comes to sandwiches. So he's doing a podcast called Lunch with Biggie, where he goes around and interviews local restaurants for lunch. And so that is about a 30-minute podcast. You can find him on Instagram at Lunch with Biggie, and then on all of the places that you stream your podcasts.
He just had Thomas Ward from Big Floyd's.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Tito's everywhere.
Yep.
Everybody loves that guy.
Everywhere.
Everybody wants a piece of Tito.
Oh, God. Cut this out, Vic.
All right, number two, I'm going to go with VLC Vegan Eatery. So V as in like van, and like, what else is van?
Vanilla,
that works. And then L.V.L.C.VeganEatery. And so that is a vegan eatery off of Alafaya Trail in Waterford Lakes, or near Waterford Lakes. It is ran by Mama and Papa Wu. And then their food just looks absolutely incredible. She has like different vegan sushi options, and like this, this one fried rice, pineapple bowl, whatever it was, looks absolutely incredible. Check them out on the gram and tell them that Pulp Town sent you. I will appreciate you for doing that. And then order some food because it looks good. I think you're going to like it. Number three, I'm going to go for the Art and History Museum of Maitland. That is A.H. Maitland on Instagram. It's a great, beautiful, beautiful museum. It's great for outdoor weddings and like events, but then also all of the artists in residency have really nice setups out there, and they're ever changing. And so it's really great way to spend your weekend or to spend a weekday, whatever you got available. I would go and check it out, and then check them out first on Instagram. They do a lot of cool like virtual events and such. Number four, let's go with Polis Institute. Polis, P-O-L-I-S underscore Institute, I-N-S-T-I-T-U-T-E. Polis Institute is an organization in Orlando that does really, really good work in the community. They're focused a lot on social research and community engagement that matters. This whole last month, profiled someone on Instagram for Women's History Month, and they did a great job of pulling those people together, whatever. And there just always is something to learn from their posts. There's also something to learn about what they're doing in our communities and how they show up for our communities. So I highly recommend looking into them. Sure, check them out on Instagram, polis_institute, but also like go to their website, read more about what they're doing. And Sean Welcome is a great person that Pulptown has personally profiled before, and he has led a lot of the initiative at Polis Institute. Last summer, we had some great conversations about, I guess, kind of similar to like the uncomfortable conversations with a black man that like Emmanuel Acho did. And the way that they brought the community together was beautiful. So definitely check them out. Lastly, I'm going to go with the League of Women Voters, the League of Women Voters of Orange County. They are LWVOC on Instagram. They too are just someone who's doing like really great work in Orlando. And I think there's a lot to learn from them as well. Yeah. So those are my five people I'm going to tell you to follow this week. All right. So we are thankful that you made it all the way to the end. I appreciate you for tuning in and listening. And if you have people that you think would enjoy this podcast, please send it over to them. I would appreciate you also maybe giving us a thumbs up or subscribe or I don't know. What else do you do on podcasts?
Reviews.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. That was the word. Thank you. So if you can leave us a review, that would be great. I always want to hear your feedback. Like as I said earlier at the top of the podcast, that if you have suggestions for how to make this better, who you think we should talk to, what we should be talking about, like let me know. I would love to hear it. Katie@pulp.town, K-A-T-I-E, pulp.town. And one other thing, April is Autism Acceptance Month. And so I did a call out in the newsletter to honor neurodiverse Orlandoans. I want to know what are the local advocacy groups and artists and educators and friends and loved ones that we should be talking to and shouting out and celebrating. I'd love to hear that from you as well. So again, inbox is open, Katie@pulp.town. I appreciate you. Yeah, we also just launched some other series, the Lunch Have a Drink With series. If you know someone I should have a drink with, send them over. And then also our Did You Eat Yet lunch series, different restaurants, farmers, grocers, anyone in town that we should be spotlighting. And lastly, what was my other thing? Locals to know, just people in the area that we should know, businesses, organizations, whomever. Always ready to hear from you what's happening. And so, yeah, I appreciate your input and I appreciate Venture X for letting me do this podcast week to week. And I especially appreciate old Vic over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate you. And I'm right glad you listened to me ramble every Wednesday or
all
not every
weekend.
Wednesday, Friday, whatever. And then all weekend. Yeah. When you edit me.
Yep.
Lucky duck. Oh, man.
This is Katie on repeat.
Oh, man. Lucky you. All right. So check us out in the newsletter and then also subscribe to this podcast, like I said, and tell all your friends about us. I appreciate you. I will see you in your inboxes Tuesday through Friday and back here on a Monday. Enjoy your week out there.
Yeah.
Stay pulpy.
Stay pulpy, Orlando.
I knew you were gonna say it.